forget the name of the website.
Okay, so what we're doing now is this thing, I guess the Krovo, Filo Krovos, and Eshel Tamtzer. So basically the question is, you have a corpse which is found equidistant between two cities. Okay, equidistant between two cities. So what do you do? So Rabbi Eliezer says they both bring it. Okay, they both bring it. Okay, they both bring it. Presumably the Chachamim argue. Okay, I think I saw the Chachamim argue. Maybe it's a Mechoros, I saw it. It's a Machlokas. It's not. The Mishnah only brings down Rabbi Yehuda, but there's another Shita. Okay? Yeah. The Rabbanan argue. Okay, the Gemara and Mechoros says that they argue. So the question is, so what's the reasoning? And what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold that you do is, basically you don't know which city he has to bring it. You're not sure. Well, let me just start with Rabbi Elazar. So what's the Rabbi Elazar's reasoning? So he says, first of all, he holds Eshel Tzamtzim. That it's possible that they're exactly the same. Okay, that's one question. Is it possible that they're exactly equidistant? So Rabbi Elazar says it is possible. Okay, it's possible. So they're both equidistant. Okay. And secondly, he holds, when the Torah says that the Ira Krova brings the Egla Rufa, the closest city, it doesn't only mean the closest city, but it could even refer to the closest cities, plural. Okay, that's also within the meaning of the pasuk. So the closest cities, so therefore it's a tie, and both cities are equally close, so therefore they both bring it. But there are two ways you could argue on this. Okay, two possible arguments you could have. You could say, yes, they are equally close, but the Torah says the closest city brings it. And there is no the closest city, because they're tied, so therefore no one brings it. Right? You could argue that Krova means Krova, only singular. It's not plural. Singular, so singular, singular. That's one way to argue. Okay, in which case no one would bring it. Or you could say that it's impossible that they're exactly identical. Exactly equidistant. That's not possible. There got to be one that's a hair breadth more than the other. Now it's true, we don't have measuring rods that measure hair breadths, so therefore we think that they're equal, but really one is greater than the other. Now you just don't know which one. So therefore the halacha would be, you'd have to bring in misafik, you'd have both cities work out some sort of partnership arrangement, and they make a tanai that if we're the city, then it's ours. If you're the city, then it's yours, and then you do it. Right. It's not clear which ones would say the whole all those statements. You know, Yadenu lo shafu, we didn't spill the blood. I don't know exactly, but whatever. Okay? So there are two issues at hand. One, the first thing Rabbi Elazar has to hold that it's possible that they're exact. The given that it's possible they're exact, he still has to say that you're only chad, that Krova could mean Krovos. Could be two cities, doesn't have to be one city. Okay? So what I want to take up first, I mean, we have to define. You'll find both of these issues in turn. But the one which is a localized Aglarufa area is the Krovov of Filo Krovos. Okay, the Eshel Tzamtzim, is it possible to be exact, is really a more general second. Okay, so I plan to take that up after we do this one. Okay, but this is just the basic question. When the Torah says the Yerach Krova, the closest city, brings an Aglarufa, does it lend itself to interpreting it the closest cities, plural, bring it, or you say no? That Krova means Krova, it's singular, and that's it, period. So that's what we have to define. So maybe it's shot is like this, is that what's the role of the Ir HaKrova? Okay? Is it pshat that the Chalal, the corpse, or let me start this way. Is it pshat that the closest city is the responsible city? Okay? There's a certain responsibility of a city to guard their vicinity. And therefore, a murder which takes place on their turf, in their surroundings, is their they have a certain responsibility for that. They should have been prowling, they should have been guarding people, it's their responsibility. That's their turf. Okay, their jurisdiction. It's under their jurisdiction. And the jurisdiction is determined by proximity. Okay, so you, wherever it is, the closest, all locations which are closest to City I are under the jurisdiction and responsibility of City I, and therefore if the murder takes place in that zone, then City I has to bring it. If it's in the vicinity of City B, then City B is responsible and they have to bring it. Right? Now let's say it's on the border between City A and City B, then what would you say? Then I'd say you have to say that it's whose responsibility is it? Right? You can't say nobody's responsibility because someone has to be responsible for all of Eretz Yisrael. You can't just say, oh, we'll allow murders to happen on the borders, on the boundaries. That's crazy. So, but you can't say it's A or B because who's to choose? So you're going to have to say it's responsibility of both of them. So that zone is comes under the jurisdiction of both of them. It comes under the jurisdiction of both. And therefore, both cities are share responsibility. So Yer HaKrova means that it's within your jurisdiction. That's what it means, the Yer HaKrova al-Chalal. It means the Chalal is within your jurisdiction. But when you have a clash between two cities which are equidistant from a given point, so that place is under both of their jurisdictions. So therefore, they're both going to be responsible, and they're both going to have to bring Lega Rufa, and the two seven Lega Rufas, because both of them are negligent in that regard. So that's Krova Filo Krovos. It doesn't matter. It's the closeness makes it in your jurisdiction. Now, if there are two of them, then fine. It's in both of their jurisdiction. What's the difference? The other side learns different. Okay, different. He learns that it's not a din of jurisdiction. But there's an idea which city brings the Egla Rufa. So there's a concept that the city, the mace, is identified as a mace shell Yerushalayim, or whatever, a mace, a corpse of New York, a corpse of Queens. There's the closest city, it like becomes identified. If you find the city on the road, it's like, for instance, I assume you have this, like a crimes in New York City. You know, so like it could be if a crime takes place right outside of New York City, it's a crime of New York City. It's identified as a murder of New York City. It's just on the highway, but it's the highway right out of there. It doesn't have a, you know, it's in the middle. Let's say, nowadays everything has an identity. But if it's the crime, it's on the road right outside of that city, so it's identified as a corpse of City A. It's identified as a corpse of City B. What's in its identity? The mace has an identity. It's a corpse. You give it an identity based upon its proximity. Okay, so it's like a quality in the mace, that it's a halal shel yer hakrova. It's a corpse of the closest city. Okay, so if you say that, then it doesn't really make sense to say that it has a double identity. It's a halal of, it's a corpse of City A and City B. Because when you're talking about an identity of the thing, you can't have a different, they're different identities. So you can't have a shared identity, it's not a corpse of. Because if it's identified, the way people look at it, they say, oh, a corpse of New York City? They say, oh, a corpse of two. It's like the fact that it's, each one, so to speak, is pogea, takes away from the other one. It's like it can't be identified as a corpse in New York City because there's what about Connecticut? Can't be identified as a corpse of New York City because you have Connecticut. It can't be a corpse of Connecticut because you have New York City. So if it's an identity of the corpse, and the thing is the city with whom the corpse is identified has to bring like a roof. So in this case, it can't be identified either, so no one's going to bring it. But if it's not pshat that it's like, of course it's identified, but it's just a matter of responsibility. Whose fault is it? Who's responsible? And they're both responsible. But the nature of identification is such that it loses its, can't be identified as both. What the Yehuda is saying is, why can't you have dual identity? I'm saying there's such a thing as a dual identity when the identities merge, when the identities lend themselves to merging. So it would be like, let's say there's an identity of an American and there's an identity of a Jew. So you say he's an American Jew. Because those two, there's nothing, there's a union. He's an American Jew. It means he's an American who also has a religion, and the two of them, they're not contradictory, and they don't take away one from the other. But like you didn't say, he's an American Frenchman. I mean, that doesn't make sense, because what is he? He's an American and a Frenchman. So even if he has dual citizenship, it's like neither one becomes his identity. It just becomes a confused identity. So I'd say here too, it's a mace of the two cities, it doesn't really, it means the mace is like identified. People look at it and they say, oh, it's a mace of this city. The fact that it's like in both of them, they're different cities and they're different, the identity doesn't merge. because they're different cities, far apart or whatever it is, and they have their properties and their things are apart. Happens to be this one case, you get a thing which is directly in the middle, but the cities don't lend themselves to having shared, like, shared objects, so to speak, because they're different cities. So the identities don't really lend themselves to merging together. Yeah, I mean, just to give it a little sense, I mean, I don't think this is necessary, but just to give it like a philosophical sense, is that like you could say it's like there's, so to speak. So to give it a little sense, I'm just saying it's like it's almost like the in Klal Yisrael, it's looked at like this is like a bloody city. Not necessarily because they did something wrong or whatever. It's just like the mace now becomes identified with that city, and therefore it's certain like stigma on the city. And now there has to be like an egla rufa brought to undermine, to remove that stigma. Like, is it necessarily their fault? I don't know. It's identified with their city. It's like a mace of that city, and they have to rectify that problem. It's like the city can't be identified with murder. And therefore, the closest city becomes identified with that city. Once it's like in both, it's like either one of them could kind of could ignore it. Or just, I guess, another way, if you want to just purely define the thing, is I'd say, is the krova... Yer HaKrova, yeah, it's like, is the Yer HaKrova L'Chalal, is that like just the property of the Chalal, that it's closest to the city, so then you can say it has the property that is close to the city and closest to that city, or do you say it's like an identity of the Chalal, that it's the Yer HaKrova, you know, that it's the Chalal Shel, that ear. If it's just a property that is close to that one, so you could share that quiet characteristic, it could be close to both of them, it's a characteristic, the mace of the Chalal is close to the city, closest to the city, closest to that city, it's just going to be shared, closest to both cities, but it's an identity that it's the ear shell, you know, the Chalal shell this ear, so now it's not going to be able to be. And the idea of it, the property of it being, just to give it further, is the idea of the property of it being close to that city is because of responsibility. Because responsible, that ear is responsible. So then it makes sense that it's just the property that's close to that one, and therefore they have responsibility. And they could be close to two of them, they could both have responsibility. I mean, that's Rebuta's idea, or else his idea, that this is their responsibility. So it's not a matter of an identity as the ear of this, the city, the mace of this city. It's an idea of responsibility. So they're jointly responsible. Why not? Okay, so now let's get back to the other issue, Efshel Tamzin. Okay? So this is a very interesting. Or in other words, strange how machlok is going on here, and hopefully we can get some insight. So I think we have to look at Mechoros. Okay, so Mechoros, it's a Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amar Aleph in Mechoros. It says Rachel Shelo Bechra. So if you have a lamb or right a sheep, a girl sheep Shelo Bechra that didn't have any firstborns yet. Okay, so the firstborn becomes a kedusha of Bechar. Right, the firstborn. So v'yolda shnei zecharim, and she's giving birth to two male children. V'yotzu shnei roshen kachas, and both heads pop out simultaneously. Okay, because the head is what determines the leida, the birth. So both heads pop out simultaneously. So Rabbi Yossi Gliel Omer shneim l'kohen, so they both go to the kohen. Shneimah hazecharim l'Hashem, hazecharim in plural to Hashem. The chachamim omrim yefshol tzamtzim. It's impossible that they're exact. So one is to him and one is to the Kohen. And then it's a question of how you determine it. Okay, Rav Tarfon says the Kohen chooses the better one, and Rabbi Kiva says they work out, whatever. Okay, but the question is it possible? Rashi. Yeshot Samtim, what does it mean? Sheyatsu, it's impossible to be exact. Sheyatsu Shneir Shen Ke'achad, so that they both came out exactly at the same time. Ela Ha'achad Yasa Tchila. One of them came first, we just don't know which one. Right? Okay, fine. So that's the same question, same type of question, right? Okay. Could you say that both heads came out of the womb simultaneously? Okay, I'm going to do it Rabbi Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glili, Shemina and Leida, Amar Efshol Tzamtzim B'dei Shemayim. So if according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, now it's going to turn out like this. There's two kinds of Efshol Tzamtzim. There's an Efshel Tzamtzim means it's possible to determine that they are exact, simultaneous. Okay? There's an Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shamayim and Bidei Adam. Okay? From heaven and from and man. So the question, we can figure out what that means. But so it says we hear that it basically holds that it's Efshel Tzamtzim by a case of Bidei Shamayim. This sheep case is a case of Bidei Shamayim. And we hear that Rabbi Yisrael holds, he holds Eshel Tzantzim. He says, V'kol shekein bidei Adam, certainly it's Eshel Tzantzim by bidei Adam. Okay? But the Rabbanon bidei Shemayim Yeshel Tzantzim. But the Rabbanon say it's Yeshel Tzantzim. You can't be simultaneous. You can't say it's simultaneous. That's because of bidei Shemayim. But bidei Adam, what about by bidei Adam? How do they say by bidei Adam? Okay, so let's see what the details. What does this mean? Rashi. So Eshel Tzantzim bidei Shemayim. Kigon hach leida. Right? This birth. The Alphag of the Inmak Bidamakach. In other words, it means it's happening Bidei Shemayim. It means it's a process of just happening Bidei Shemayim. We're not makbid about how it comes out. It's just happening. It's a natural process of the thing being born. And we're not makbid. So that's the case of you. But still, he's saying it could be Mtsamtsim. He could say that it was simultaneous. The culture can be the other, the Miskavnin Litsamtsim, Shum Mido, Shum Davar, the Vadej Litsamtsim. He says, certainly, but if a person tries to make something exactly identical, then you could do it. He says, even if the Shemayim isn't trying to make it exact, and it's still he holds it could be exact. Certainly, well, if a person can make something exact, okay.
What does that mean? That a person could actively,
Could actively make something exactly the same. Okay, or bidei adam. Rashi says, it's funny, he says differently. He says, bidei adam, shemeskaven umodidim kidei latzamtem. Because they're intentful, and they're measuring to get it exact.
Where is that Rashi?
It's Bidei Adam on Yud Zayin Amud Beis on the Gemara. Efshel Tzamtzim Olav. Is it possible to make it exact or is it not? A little bit of the Gemara. So the Gemara just gives a few kids, just so we get a feel for what this thing is. Yudei Shemayim Bidei Adam. So the Gemara says, Tashma, Chuchel Sikra Chogro Be'emtza, L'hadwe Nomel Yom V'Tashom V'Tachtona. So basically saying is that on the Chuchel Sikra, the Mizbeach, there was like this this thing in the middle. Middle of the Mizbeach. So it says, they had there was Damim that had to be above the line and below the line. So they had an exact line. One second. I can't get it exactly. What he's saying basically is like, he says that you have to clearly differentiate between the top and the bottom of his back. And if you are at Shalot Samsein, Bidei Adam, Zimnin Dikayav Dam Lamata, V'tachtam Lamayla. So he says that how are you going to make it to work it out exactly to get the blood, the top blood's on top and the bottom blood's on the bottom? You're going to end up spilling over by accident. This is an exact line. So the Gemara says, no, the Gemara Vachla Porta, you have a little bit of extra. Okay, you make this line a little bit wider. Okay, so therefore you'll end up, if you do it above the line, you'll definitely be in the upper portion. Whereas if you had the line exactly on the center, then it's going to be a thin line, then you're going to have a problem, because how are you going to make sure to get it exactly right? But if you make it thick, so then as long as you do it above the line, so you'll definitely be in the upper portion, and below the line, below the lower portion. But you see, the question is, Bidei Adam, this is the case of Bidei Adam, where a person is trying to get it exactly, you know, in the center, above the line. I just want to be exactly precise.
Wait,
point is, how are you going to make this line in the center? You have to put the line in the center to differentiate. But maybe they mismeasured the line and they put it a little bit below the center, a little bit above the center. Now someone's going to think they could just put it right above the line. But maybe the part of the measurer who put up the line didn't do it exact. Right? So the answer is, no, you make the line a little... right? But why can't a person do it? So apparently it's... I'm sorry, so what do you see? You see that since the Bidei Adam, you could make it exact, right? Because it says you can make the line in the middle. So apparently it's possible for a human being to measure and get it exact. So the Gemara answers, no, you could say it's talking about a thick line, so it's a thick line. Even if he has a little bit of an error, it doesn't matter. Because either, you know, anyone who puts it will always make sure you put it above the thickness of the line, so there's not going to be a problem.
So therefore you can't prove from there whether or not it's possible to be exact. So it says, Tashma. Mimidas kelim, mimidas mizbeach. The Torah says exactly how much the mizbeach should be. Certain amount of amas, certain amount, right? The kelim says exact measures, but when you say it's impossible for a person to actually get it correct, like the Torah says 3 amas, and you're doing it 2.999, so apparently no, it's possible to do 3. So doesn't that prove that it's possible for a human being to get it exact? Because if you do the mizbeach, the measurement's wrong, then the thing's possible. So you see, apparently it's possible. The Gemara says, no, shiny house in the Rahman Amar Avir, Ubachalicha the Matzis Lameva, Nichalai. So he says, that's different. Nichalai, right. So, Kalvachsav, Yadal Eskil. So the thing is, the Torah says to do it. So it basically means, do your best job. Right? Really, it's not going to be 100% exactly right. But, But it's as good as you can do, and that's what the Torah demands of you to do. Right? It doesn't prove that it's possible to get it exact, but that's what the command is. If it tells you to do three amos, so how is it telling you to do three amos if it's not possible for a human being to get exact? So it means approximate three amos. Right? So they can't prove that whether it's possible to get exact or not. Okay. Okay, so now I'm going to jump and skip one case there. So it says like this. It says, Tashma, Nimsa Mechuv, and the Iowa case. Nimsa Mechuv, and the Iowa case. Stay with the Shtei Agmos. So it's found exactly between two cities. So then you bring two Agmos. The Rebbe Lasser. My time, Allah Mishun, the Kesav Rebbe Day, Adam Ashul Tzamtzim. So this is saying is, it's because he holds it's Ashul Tzamtzim, even though it's Bidei Adam, the Krova, Filo Krovos. So why is this Bidei Adam? Why is this considered Bidei Adam, where the corpse is? So Rashi. It says, Efshel Tzamtzim, V'limdod Yafa. It's possible to measure properly the Kivnu Shishtehem Krovos Zu Kazu and to determine that they're both exactly the same. Okay? Right. So that's what he's saying. Okay, let's get the rest of the Rashi. But so he's saying is that you see it's possible. This would be the Adam. You can sit there and measure and see if it's exactly the same. Exactly the same. So you see that Rebbe Lazar holds that even this Bidei Adam, it's possible. So the Gemara says, no. So it says, no, Rebbe, he holds, Rebbe Lazar holds Rebbe Yosef that you could even be mitzamtzim by Bidei Shamayim, like by the case of the sheep. So that's why he holds you could be measure exactly by Egla Rufa. But according to the Chachamim who say by the sheep, you don't, that it's Yashal Tzamtzim, you can't get it exact by Bidei Shamayim. Maybe they'll say that by Bidei Adam also it's impossible to get exact. Here's a good question. Because it's a little tricky. Is that on the surface you could argue that this is Bidei Shamayim. Because you're not placing the corpse exactly in the center. You're measuring the corpse which is already there from Bidei Shamayim. The corpse got there. Right? Now you have to measure it. So that sounds like Bidei Shamayim. Bidei Adam is where you are building the Mizbeach, or you are trying to do something exactly in the center. But here you're not trying to do something exactly in the center. Right? It just happened. It just happened. So why is this like considered like Bidei Adam? I don't understand them again. I'm just asking what's the difference between Bidei Adam and Shemayim. In order to answer, explain why it is that this Egla Rufa is Bidei Adam, I think you have to have some insight into why, what's the difference. Well, what's the difference? Why not just say Yeshua Tzamtzim, Yeshua Tzamtzim? Right, we haven't defined it yet at all. But why? Who cares? What's the difference? What's the basic shot sense of the difference between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam? So Rashi, I think, says Bidei Shemayim, even though you're not makbid about it. So what does he mean by that? What's the difference in Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam? And he says, by Bidei Adam, Shemekavnim Natsamtsim Shemida. You're having intent to make exact some measurement, the Shemdavar. I think what he's saying now is good, is that it just means is that, see, the question is, does man have full control over the situation, or is man, so to speak, observing some process which is taking place, which is, so to speak, he's distant from? To get exact, like to see that two lightning things hit the railway at the exact same time, that's something which is hard for man to do. Because it's just some event out there. It's out of his control, and now you're saying he's not makbid about it, he's not in control of the situation. Now you're saying it's two heads popped out at the exact same time. It's like it's an outside event which is taking place, which you're trying to say, did it happen at the same time or did it not? But when you are building something, so you have full control of the situation. And similarly, when the corpse died, so it's true you may not have placed the corpse there, but the corpse is sitting there on the floor. You take your rulers out and you can measure it exactly. What's the difference in how it got there, whether it got there from a man or from Bidei Shemayim or Bidei Adam? The point of Bidei Adam, I think it means, is that it lends itself to, this is what Rashi is learning, it lends itself to a very precise human measurement. Because of the fact that either it's in your control, either the event which took place is like you're building something, or it's after the fact, but the evidence is sitting there on the floor. You can be as precise as you want, the corpse is not going anywhere. But in a head's popping out, so it's like it's an event. It took place. All of a sudden, after you didn't know that they were going to pop out simultaneously. I mean, all of a sudden they pop. Oh, hello! Now you have to try to figure out. Oh, which one was first? They were exact. It's like
It's a split second thing in time. There's no videotape. There's no. So that's like Midei Shamayim, when it's a natural process which takes place. And in general, it's going to be, is it a natural process which takes place, or is it under man's control? If you're controlling it, then it's Midei Adam. If it happens out of your control, then it's Midei Shamayim. Now here it happens to be, practically, you didn't do it. But it happened in Shemayim, but now it's there. It's not moving. It's stagnant. Then you could just sit there and go and measure it. So that's the same thing as Bidei Adam. Right? That's the same thing as Bidei Adam. So the saying is that by Bidei Shemayim, there's a machlokas. Is could you determine exactly that two things happen simultaneously? If two natural events like that is popping out. But one side of the question is then, you have a further question, is assuming that you say that's not possible. That's not possible. What about if it's under your control? Then is it possible? Then is it possible? And basically, the Gemara ends up resolving that they hold not, that even, according to Rabban, even Midei Adam, it's not possible. Okay, it's a full machlokas across the board. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's possible by both, and the Chacham holds it's impossible. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's possible by both, and the Chacham holds it's impossible by both. Okay, Yershul Tzantzim by both. And that's why by Egla Rufa, they hold the Yashua Tzam same. You can't say that they're exactly which city, you can't say they're exactly the same. Rather, one of them is closer, one of them is further. Right, and therefore, it's only one of them is Chayiv. And therefore, you have to bring it B'Shutzfus, you have to like make this partnership deal. A little bit of cautious, because according to the Rabbanon, you're saying is it's impossible to determine that it's exact, right? So what is their conclusion? And they say, look at the Gemara. The Gemara is a little on Yad Chas Min Aleph. It says, Amar Tana, Nimtza Mechuvan Bein Shtei Yerosh, Rav Lazar Amar Shtei, maybe Yashtei Eglos, Vachal Mar Meviu Eglachas B'Shutfos, Vietnu. So Rav Lazar says you bring two Eglos, each one brings an Eglo Ruf. And the Chumim says you bring one with partnership. So the Gemara says, Ma'ikasav Rabbanon, why bring a partnership? Yeah, Ikasav Rabbanon, Dashol Tzam, Tzem, Ekrova, Filo, Krova, Slice, Tarti. If they hold this possible to get exact, and Krovos, even two cities, they should bring two. Be Krovo below Krovos, and if you hold, they say no, it has to be with the one closest city. Then if you look other, I say don't bring any. So why the hell do you bring one with this partnership? So a lot of Shwami Nakas, Savir Abundi, Yeshua Samson, Afi Bidei Adam, they must hold, it's impossible to get it exact. So therefore, one of them is really the first one, really closer. But we can't figure out which one is the one. And therefore, they have to bring it as a partnership. Right? So they're saying they hold, even by the Adam, it's impossible to get it exact, right? But let me ask you, still, isn't it possible? Just saying is that we can't get it exact. But maybe it is exact. Is the question is it possible for man to get it exact? Or is it a question, is it actually exact? Like, what's the question of Yeshua Samson? Is it a question about whether human beings have the ability to get it exact? Or is it a question about the reality, whether it's possible to be exact? I mean, it's saying that if you hold the Yerushal Tzam same, so therefore it's only one city which is Chayav. Because they can't both be the same. Right? They can't both be the same. But is it a matter because man can't measure it, or is it somehow an intrinsic thing? Like over here, let me just see here. It says, Yerushal Tzam same. It says, Rashi by us. Right, he says, if you say, this is a Rashi by us, says, if you hold it's impossible to get exact, so in Concorva, the Elachas, only one of them is closer. We just don't know which one it is. We just don't know which one it is. Then they should bring it as a portion. So Yershot Samson means, it sounds like he's saying is that really one of them is closer. We can't determine which is which. Right here, in fact, Right. So that's basically what I want to do. I want to figure out what's this whole question about Yerushal Tzamtzim and Yerushal Tzamtzim, and what's the difference between Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam. You know what I mean? Bidei Shemayim and Bidei Adam.
Well, what is
Yerushal Tzamtzim?